Ever heard of ghosting?
It's not right because you're putting everybody in danger.
Union Correctional Officer Brian Cliffin says it's a way for an understaffed correctional facility to say they're fully staffed. And Kim Schultz, a correctional employee from Miami, says it's these types of situations that make a lot of people leave for better paying jobs.
You're getting all these new officers. Well, who's to train them? There's nobody senior to train them anymore because they're leaving or they're retiring. And so we're not going to have as much of an experience and professional agency if we don't raise the pay and lure people into the jobs.
Over the past few months, she and other correction employees like Tangela Amos are visiting lawmakers and telling their stories, hoping for a rise in pay.
We risk our lives, and I would like to think that I'm, I guess they say appreciated, maybe, appreciated for what I do, and not having a raise for the past 9 years has put a financial strain on my family.
Meanwhile, Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Julie Jones has expressed similar views, hoping lawmakers will look into increasing salaries. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.